and good evening out there, KHNS listeners. My name is Alicia Mullen. I will be your voice of Wrangell Lady Wolves and the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears basketball tonight. And I know this game I'm usually calling with Lyle, but he is out of town, so hoping he's having a great vacation. He's definitely missed over here, but I'll try to do him proud tonight. And also, just FYI, this game is streaming live online right now if you'd like to watch it as well as listen to it. You can go to our school's homepage at www.wpsd.us. That stands for Wrangell Public School District. And click on the YouTube link on the homepage, and that will take you to our live streaming. But the ball is in the air, and it's tipped off into the hands of Bradford. So Bradford's going to get the ball. Haynes starting off with that. Gets it over to Swinton. Swinton drives back to the top of the key to Bradford, who drives right. She goes inside to Gross. Gross puts up a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up a second shot. Still doesn't go in. Into the hands of Cowart. Cowart puts down for a shot. No make there, and Jensen comes up with a rebound. Jensen drives down. Puts up a shot of her own that doesn't go in. And Wrangell with that rebound. Flores going to try for two. No good. And there's going to be a foul on that. And it's Anna Allen with the shot. And that foul is going to be on number 15, Destiny Cowart, her first foul. Send Allen to the line to make this three-point play. Gives it a couple of hard dribbles, puts it up in the air. And it rims it, no good. And on that rebound, it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be out of bounds on the Haynes team. So it's going to be Wrangell inbounding it from their own baseline. Allen's going to send it into Jensen in the far corner. Jensen's going to dribble it back up to the top of the key. Take it back a few steps, let her players get in position. She's going to go left to Allen. Allen's going to dribble it back up to the top of the key. The pass is intercepted by Larson. She's going to bring it down immediately. And as she puts up her shot, she's actually going to call for a travel. So that's going to turn over to the Wrangell team. Good job getting in there with some hands, breaking up that pass, stealing it away. So it's Jensen now back at the top of the key. Gets it over to Decker over on the left-hand side. She puts up for a long two. Shot is no good. And on the rebound, it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds on Jensen. So it'll be Haynes' ball. 6:58 left in the first quarter. Score is 2-0 Wrangell. And it is Swinton with the ball. She's going to hand it off to Bradford, who's going to dribble it back up to the top of the key, get it over to Swinton over in the left corner. She puts up for long two. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Haynes with the rebound. And Gross on that rebound. Gets it up to Bradford up at the top of the key. She finds Swinton inside. Swinton in the paint. She puts up for two. Shot is no good. But it is Gross with the rebound, and she's able to put it up for two. So the score is tied 2-2, 6:23 left in this first quarter. Jensen with the ball. She goes inside intended for Decker. It's knocked away by Cowart. And Swinton ends up with that ball. She's going to bring it back down. Let's capitalize on that mistake. Cowart puts up for two. Shot is no good, but it is Gross with the rebound. She's going to bring it back inside the paint. Put up for two. Shot is no good, and there's going to be a whistle on that. It's going to be a push foul. And it's on the rebound. And that foul is going to be on Autumn Gross, her first foul of the night. So that will turn that ball over to the Wrangell team. Allen going to inbound to Jensen. Jensen's going to jog it across the half-court line, take that spot up at the top of the key, gets it right to Allen, cross-court back to Decker. Decker drives up to the top of the key, gets it over to Flores over to the left, back to Armstrong now at the top of the key. Armstrong's going to drive in from the right, and before she shoots, there's going to be a foul. And it looks like it's a push foul on number 23. I was going to say there is no 23, so I think they mean 33. And that's going to send Armstrong to the line. Her first shot is no good. So not sure if that foul was intended to be on number 20, Janae Larson, or number 33, Kaylee Swinton. But second free throw attempt is good. So that will bring the Wolves 3-2. They are correcting that. That was a foul on Kaylee Swinton. And on the other side, there's going to be a foul on the Wrangell Wolves on Amy Jensen. That's going to be her first foul, Wrangell's first team foul. Haynes with three team fouls. And that is going to send Brittany Bradford to the line. And her first shot is good. Very nicely done. ties up that score at 3-3 again. Second shot's in the air. Second shot's going to bounce off the first front part of the rim. And it looks like there was a violation. Someone may have jumped into the paint a little early. So that ball's going to be handed over to the Wrangell Wolves. 5:34 left in the first quarter. Score's 3-3. And an attempted steal by Larson. But Allen is able to keep that ball. Gets over to Decker, who drives on the baseline. Finds Flores in the paint. And Flores puts up for two. That shot is good. 5-3 Wrangell with 5:18 left in the first quarter. And Larson with the ball. She goes inside and finds Cowart. Cowart puts up for two. Shot's no good. Gets her own rebound, but it gets knocked away. She saves it from going out of bounds, but on the save, it goes into the hands of Jensen. So Jensen's going to take it down for Wrangell. Take that spot up at the top of the key. She's looking to drive inside. Can't get past Bradford, so she goes the other way. Gets into the paint. Puts up for two. Shot is no good, but there's a foul on that. And that's going to be a reach foul on Bradford. Her first foul of the night. Going to send Jensen to the line, her first trip to the line tonight. First shot is up and in. Nice, beautiful swish there. Free throws are something I'm very particular on calling. These are the easy ones that should be made, and in close games can be the difference maker. Second free throw attempt, no good, and it's going to be Swinton with the rebound. Swinton's going to drive it down and immediately go up for a two layup, and that is good. So the score is going to be 6-5 Wrangell with 4:41 left in this first quarter. Jensen with that rebound, going to get it over to Allen over on the left-hand side. Allen looks to dribble inside, passes it back to Flores, just barely in the paint. Flores puts up for two, and that shot is good. 8-5 now. Swinton with the ball. She's going to drive to the right, look to come in on the baseline, puts up for two. Shot is no good, but it's going to be Jensen with the rebound. And on the return, there is a foul. It looks like that's going to be on Autumn Gross, her second foul of the game. It's going to send Armstrong to the line. Armstrong with one trip to the line so far tonight. One out of two there. And her first shot is in and good. And it looks like we have a substitution. Gross is going to take a seat on the bench. And Michaela Krager joining the game for her. Welcome to the game. Second free throw is in the air. Second free throw is good as well. Nicely done. Score 10-5 now. And looks like Krager now with a shot. It is no good. And Allen with the rebound. And Allen going to take that ball up to the top of the key. Just going to hold it for a minute. Dribble it around, let her players get into place, trying to pull Swinton closer. Gets it into Decker over on the left. She's going to drive in the baseline. Her shot is no good, but it's Flores with the rebound. Gets it out to Jensen up at the top of the key now. Jensen over to Armstrong over on the right, far right corner to Flores. Finds Decker inside just outside of the paint. Her shot is up, bounces around quite a bit, but it is good. For 2 points, 3:10 left in the first quarter, score 12-5 Wrangell. Swinton with the ball up at the top of the key, looks to drive in from the left this time. Puts up a shot, it's no good, but it is Cowart with the rebound, and loses that over her shoulder to Allen. Allen brings it down, and the ball is stolen away by Bradford, and they call Allen for a travel. Bradford actually going to go ahead and take a seat on the bench. And number 13, Tulsi Zanow coming in for her. Swinton with the ball at the top of the key, looks to drive in left, reverses back right. She's in the middle of the paint, puts up for two. Shot is no good. And it is Zanow with the rebound there. Gets it over to Krager, and there is a foul called. And that's going to be on Teresa Flores of Wrangell, her first foul. Two team fouls for Wrangell, five team fouls for Haynes. And Krager at the line. And her first shot is going to bounce long. And a couple of substitutions. Looks like Armstrong taking a seat on the bench. Teat coming in for her. And for Haynes, looks like Cowart taking a seat on the bench. And Wayne Gout coming in for her. Second free throw attempt is no good from Krager. But Haynes going to keep that rebound. And Swinton has that. She's going to drive in from the baseline. Looks to put up a shot. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Decker with the rebound. And Decker's going to get it over to Jensen. They're going to go left. Jensen getting a lot of pressure right now. But she goes inside and finds Decker. Decker puts up for two. That shot is good. Clinton now with the ball. She's going right. Looks to go immediately to the basket. And the ball is not anywhere close. It's going to go up in the air. And Allen takes that ball down the sideline. And looks like she's going to be fouled. It's going to be a push foul. Number 10, Icewing-Yan. Her first foul of the game. And we're back with 2:05 left in this first quarter. Score 14-5, Rangel. Rangel with the ball starting off right now after that last foul. And they're going to find Flores in just outside the paint. She's going to put up two. Her shot is no good. And rebound going to come down in the hands of Krager. Krager's going to get it out to Swinson. She's going to take it across half-court line. She's going to go left and look to put up a hook shot. The shot is no good, but she is fouled. And in the act of shooting, that's going to send her to the line. And that foul is going to be on Jensen of Rangel, her second foul of the game. Rangel now with three team fouls for this half, and Haynes with six team fouls. Swinton's first shot, beautiful. It's right in there. Swish through the basket, can't ask for a cleaner or prettier shot there from the free throw line. And second ball, she's going to spin it a little bit, put it up. High arc, and it is in. Very nicely done. And going to do a substitution. Looks like Wang Yao going to take a seat on the bench. Destiny Cowart coming back into the game. So with those two free throws, score is 14-7. Rangel with the ball. Jensen gets it over to Decker over in the far right corner outside the key. Back to Allen and over to Flores. Flores, high pass intended for Keat. Goes over her head, but it's recovered by Allen. She's now at the top of the key and passes it over to Keat, but it is knocked away by Larson. Larson gets it, takes it down immediately to the basket, and it is good for 2 points. And Danae Larson now on the board with two. Jensen comes back down, looks to immediately put up for 2 points of her own, runs into a wall, and she is fouled. She will go to the line, and that foul is on Kaylee Swinton. Her second foul of the game. Haynes' seventh team foul now puts Rangel into the bonus. And Jensen's first free throw is no good. Minute 13 left in the first quarter, so Rangel looking at being in the bonus the entire second quarter. And second free throw by Jensen is good. So score 15-9. Minute 10 left. Swinton with the ball, hands it off to Larson, drives it back up to the top of the key. Nice screen put up by Zanow, and they get it over to Swinton, who drives the baseline. The shot is no good, but it is Zanow with the rebound. The ball gets held up between her and Decker, and they're going to call that a jump ball. And on alternating possession, it's going to go to Rangel. We're less than a minute, 52 seconds left in this first quarter. And Jensen has that ball. She's going to drive it up at the top of the key. Looks to pass off. Has to go left to Teach. She passes inside, intended for Flores. It goes over her head, and it's grabbed by Krager. Krager's going to get it over to Swinton. Swinton passes inside, intended for Cowart, but it goes wide left, and it's recovered by Teach. She's going to get it out to Allen. Allen taking position back close to the half-court line, calling out a play for her teammate. 16 seconds left in the game. Passes over for Teat, goes over her shoulder, and it's going to go out of bounds. But in going over her shoulder, it looks like Larson tried to take that ball, so it's going to be out of bounds on her. So Rangel with the ball, 10 seconds left. They find Teat inside in the paint. Her shot is no good, and they're going to get the rebound back to her, get her a second shot at it, and that second one will be good. And at the buzzer, they put up a long shot, no good. So the final score here at the end of the first quarter is going to be 17-9 in favor of the Rangel Lady Wolves.